So we're in Siman Sadi Tes, and we did the first sif, and we did not do the Mishaburas on it yet. So the Siman deals with the issue of is a person who has had something to drink, is he allowed to daven under those circumstances or not? Sif Katan Aleph. Shasa Yayin. When near the Hood and Shar Mashkim Hamashakim, it's not limited to wine, any alcoholic beverage. Similar to like what the Taz says, that the loch is a kayan who's had something to drink, can't be nursed a kap of, and that's why any type of situation where people are able to eat something, we don't want to see as kapayim by mincha, because they might have had a drink, an alcoholic beverage. I feel the dasam are going to rum shom. The makeup and the sias kapayim. He actually says that even a person has a mashka mashaker, the sias kapayim is mutter, even though he's not yachol davar l'fnei hamelech. It doesn't require that. It's not like shmoneh esrei. And we stop at the tefila chamira, but also come biyayin. This is talking about other alcoholic beverages, not wine. Wine is a problem, even the sias kapayim. But that's by the sias kapayim. But over here, by tefila, it's more chomer. The also come biyayin. So other liquids are a problem as well. Okay, cause we're saying, you wear mine, Sean. Now, the dasa taz the kamon hanizker leil. According to that taz over there in the sias kapayim, which you just mentioned, not only does it apply to other alcoholic beverages, but a matter of fact, that the shear of revius is not the correct shear. It's more chomer. Labinin b'shar mashkim shear revius shayin shom. Okay, you don't. It's even less than revius could be. The alcohol content is greater. It has to be the equivalent of the amount of alcoholic content you would expect to find in revius of wine, which the revius wine that Chazal talked about. Mishnah will talk about that maybe our wines are not as potent later on, but whatever that level of wine that we're talking about, so you'll have a smaller amount of liquid of the other alcoholic beverage, but it would have that amount of alcoholic content.
So the mucking around hold that if you had the amount that could be mishakir, you can dochen if you're clear headed or even if you are willing to shikur.
So what Rum says again, wine is a problem. But if a person had whiskey or something else, so even if he's not at the point where he can be medaber the thamel, he doesn't feel comfortable presenting something of significance. You know, he's clear. I mean, he understands what he's doing. He's not, he's not walking around, without understanding what he's doing. He understands what he's doing. He doesn't have that same level of clear-headed you would want to have. You go in front of an important personage and presenting something. You still be allowed to do it, according to him. So a person drank wine, can they revius? Dafkim shesoba basachas. It's only if a person took it down in one drink. A person drank a little bit, and then waited a little bit, and drank it some more later on. It doesn't mean simply when you poured it down your throat in one shot. But it basically means in one act of the drink, once you sat down and you decided you're going to drink up the cup, it might take you a full gulp. But if a person did it, b'shtei palmim, there was some pause in between, or he mixed it with some water, mutter. It's more than revius, then we don't make this differentiation. This is all talking about after the revius, that it wasn't extremely strong wine which would take away your clear headedness. By tefila, once you can't be medarbel l'thamel, I don't care how much you drink. So we're all talking about that's not the issue. The person he is a medarbel l'thamel, and still there's a lach l'chadkilo. Once you drink revius of wine or more, you should not daven. But if it's during the meal, it doesn't have this halachic limitation of ayin oitshom. And he also says there could be even wine before the meal, which is it does as an appetizer. Also, is not mashaker because remember God calls it a kol if he mashamayim in bedaita. The answer is you have to know yourself. I mean, you'll see that how you know not everybody's body responds to this. You know, some people do find that that's the reality, and some don't. So once you take a revius wine, I yispal. Even though you're going to lose matzvila, you shouldn't daven, and you should wait. By myself, Simon, b'shem Yam Shoshomoy. The Ach of the Lav Hakei Eben Chavan Kol Kach Matfila. In Lachish Kol Kach LaHakmer Ma'irei Hamtanosu Yavres Manatfila. So the Marshal says a Kula. Yam Shoshomoy says a Kula. The nowadays the issue is he's Medarbel Lifnei Melech. So it's Elamai. It's lacking in the full Kavana. So for that nowadays we're not Mechavan so much anyway. So if you're going to lose Matfila because of it, you shouldn't wait. Okay. You shouldn't have Rashi Yosha Yeno. Vavim Rogo Lishtos to Harbi Vaino Shikar Klab of Revius. This person, Revius of wine, you know, that's like, you know, it's like the Russians drinking vodka. It doesn't affect them. I feel like you know you spell the Chachila im Shas Revius Yai. But once you drink Revius, Chazar Masaka, you should not have the Chachila. Okay, if you drink more, so he was able to medarbel lifnei hamelech, so the tefillah is a tefillah. He shouldn't do it, but if he does it, it's called it's yotze. If he got to the point where he cannot be medarbel lifnei hamelech, again, it's not that he's totally incoherent. Just means in front of a melech, he wouldn't present himself. This level of inebriation, he doesn't want to be inebriated. You don't come and talk in front of an important personage because you want to get it perfect. So then the loch is he can't daven. If he does, thrust it to Meva. And the Morris says some really wonderful things about him. Mishmur quotes them. He's also like he did a Vadazor. If a person decides not to daven under those circumstances, it's a tremendous schus for him not to daven. So there's no middle ground. If you listen, you get a big bracha. If you don't listen, you're in big trouble. Okay. Now, if a person, because of that, lost his mind,
sounds like advice to drink too much, so much and not daven to get a bracha.
What? Right?
Sounds like advice to you should drink so you can't daven, then you're going to get a bracha.
Okay. Here, I answered some question. I don't know. I hear.
Yeah. AA has a whole bunch of people.
Well, those are the ones who are in AA. The ones who are not in AA is the issue. So that's how the person, even though he lost the man tefillah, he's allowed to be mashed with the next tefillah because he's hitting like a shogeg. Now, so what's the scenario? If he started drinking before this man tefillah, so Bakal, he had no issue with visiting that tefillah. Then it came and he realized he can't daven. So okay, so he's considered a shogeg. Let's say this man of the tefillah came and he started drinking then. So who else started drinking then? And because of that, lose this man tefillah. Maybe it's like amazing. But the Mishnah Berurah Kiddush. No, even though you started to drink after the zmanah came, the zmanah that tefillah came. So you start with Shiyila Shos, the spell Achrish Shiyavik Minayim. But his thought process had been that he'll drink a little bit, he'll rest up a little bit. The wine, the effects of the wine will pass, and then he'll have time to daven. Minayim Amud. Shiyisul Lishes B'dayim Yeshemis. So that was the plan. The problem is once you start drinking, you know, it doesn't always work like that. You know, so the first drink is the first drink, and the second drink is the second drink, right? He got involved. He forgot about davening. There's not enough time now to address this issue of removing the impact of the wine. Okay, so then Gam can't shugging mikri. So Chassan, if you started out with the right intent, even though afterwards you got involved and forgot, that's called a shugging. The Mishabura will talk about this later on by in Hilchos Maariv, Mincha. similar scenarios where a person got involved in something else. You know, the person thought he had time. It was ready to want to. He thought he had time. He got involved in something. Next thing, he forgot about davening. That's not called a maze. It's called a shergig. Miavadai im husamach l'mincha v'yaver hazman vali im yishtaker. That's what I'm talking about. You know, there was the argument, the thought process of the person was, listen, there's right now the afternoon is 6 hours long, and we'll see in the next halacha that if a person drinks a minimum amount, he can walk a little bit, rest a little bit, and he'll be able to daven. So that was a good plan. He really had a plan of how he'll be able to daven mincha properly. Meanwhile, once he got into it, he forgot. He got drawn in and he forgot. If he waits a half an hour before the shkia, he says, you know, not a bad idea to have a cup of wine. You know, like, excuse me, you know, that's, I mean, there's no way that you're going to have an arrangement after that cup of wine. You're going to have time to dab. So, im samal mincha v'yavar zman v'ara im ishtaker shayuchal hafik az yenob zman katzik az zem mezin hava the chuliyam avein l'tashlum. Then it's called a mezin. You should have taken stock of your surroundings and said, look at the clock and say, this is ridiculous, you can't do this. Comes the machaber and says, "Then kriyishma." Comes the Rambam. I'm sorry, and says, "Then kriyishma is like tefillah." Zayin, because kriyishma gam can gedinim can kriyishma. They have the same thing as kriyishma. That depending on your level of, if you're Jacob Revius, you should not daven. You should wait. If it's more than Revius, depends if you can daven the same melech. It's tefillah in the bidyan. Gedinim tefillah. Now, Mr. Burr is going to bring some people who argue that's an exif. So the language of the name of the simon is din shasi v'shikur v'tefillah. Trust shasi is a person who's had something to drink. A shikur is a person who it's affected him already. Can't be medarbel lefnemel. Then there's one drink called shikur v'shaloi, which is totally not functional. But so this person is only a shasi. He had a drink. So you should not say kriyishma. Kabbalah talmud chashamayim, like that is not proper. Lavush kasev, the yeshmi kilmer kriyishma af im hushikr. Not only is it mutzer for a shosri, but even a person who's a shikr, which means he can't be medar with the melech, kriyishma is going to be mutzer. The shani tefillah shu bekoshes surachov, the kikosel lekutei rabban besoifer. So that's what the Lush brings such an argument. That Shimon Esrei, which is that you have the person coming to the Melech and making a request. It's a proper, you don't come to the Melech to make a request when you can't request properly. That's an insult to the king. But Shema, you still can say. Zok to Mr. Baralchen, but Bira Grah, the Hirkiv, Levar, Dibri, Rishami, Sheesh, Minyan Zet. The guy quotes extensively from the Rishami. Lefit Devar, the way the guy understands the Rishami, it comes out that Maskara Yerushalmi lesser shikur b'kriyishma. The shikur cannot say kriyishma. Al ken yesh yisur shal yisur chachil shal yisur chachil shal yisur. He should not be in that situation. B'di Yevit in nishtaker ein litrus atzim b'kriyishma b'shum zeh. So the concept of being a toeva, it's not, especially according to the Lavush, it's mutter. So a person should definitely say shema even under those circumstances. The argument being, if he waits anyways, he loses my kriyasha. So what do you lose? Might as well say it. The Magen Rama says, you know, you have a situation. The person drank during the meal. He did become, he got drunk. Birchas Hamazon, there's a time limit. You know, after the meal, there's a certain point in time, the food is digested, and you can't bench anymore. You're afraid you're going to lose Birchas Hamazon by waiting. She says, even the chachil, a person who's a mishtaker shouldn't bench. So that's it. And under those circumstances, you're going to lose birchas zamaz. You should bench. And then he'll say shema. And if it turns out that actually he did feel that he came back to, you know, full control, full faculties before the end of the zman of kriya shema, so you'll say it again. Okay.
Yeah,
focus like to absorb. Yeah, it means to wear off. Okay.
Hashem only
Our Shabbat brachas test. The call was the apirachas. The mother should the raisa, and the commandment is kubehei umachak savdi shom. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that Shar brachas are more lenient than Kriya Shema, which the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam is comparing it to Shemone Esrei, because there's Elvot Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. Even though benching is also the Raisa like Shema, but it's not Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. You know, even the person can't remember Darbelif the Amelik, the person can say these brachas. So Yochel Levorach is able to say them, even though he's a shikr. I will aim the Sarbat as a Laminian Asara, Laminian Shloish, and the Zeman Epshad Ashur. We should not include him in the minion for 10 for benching or for davening. But for Zimun, he can be included. Shu Shikr. I'm a beer girl. You're out. So even though he's a Shikr, he can say brachis. The feed the word Yesh Lahakhel Chatkil is Bashikr Shadakhel Dabr of the Amelik after Sharp Brachis. So going also by Sharp Brachis as well, the Chatkil, a person should not. If he's not with the Amelik, he shouldn't be saying that. Because the people God of your day sitting in the aloe, except God Mamad Hey, Mishnah says off. Now, because that, so they got this Madrega of Shasi, once the person had a revius of wine or more, he's called a Shasi, he's had a drink. There's a Madrega of Shikr, which means he's not in full control, he would not be with the Fnam Elk. That is a Madrega, because Shaloy Gila Shikhus of Shaloy, where he's totally unaware of what's going on. Levhaki, if you reach that stage, Kishata Yechoshiv, the Gamma, the Kulyama, Potter Ozma Kalamitsis, he's in a Shaita, and he's Potter of all Mitsis, Alkana Filibidiyav, and Imkora Oz, Zuberik, Lomifta Bahaki. Mifter Bekach, so he would not be Yotzik under the circumstances. Rabbi Potter, how you boys are sure the Chayav Hakach lots only Chris of the board. So a person with bench like that, or say a bracha like that, he would not be Yotzik. I had there's a bracha in the yeshiva that goes back a lot of years. Brilliant young man, tremendous taichin to him, remember one year of Purim, the 18th Purim sitting in yeshiva, and he drank during the meal. He wasn't sure if he was allowed to bench. He walked to my house and asked me if he was allowed to bench. So I spoke to him a little bit, and he seemed to be like totally. We spoke in the morning, totally coherent conversation. I said, yes, he should bench. Sit down. Says the first bracha of benching. Then he gets up and says, Rebbe Shalom, we have to thank you. The Rebbe Sadek says, the Pshat in thanking you, starts making, in the middle of benching, he starts making this, he's like, he was drunk. Like, but his drunkenness came out like with a single Rebbe Sadek in the middle of benching. But like, it was scary because like, I spoke to him in learning, he was like totally coherent in learning. But he should not currently grow. He should not be benching. Like, you know, he was not ready to bench under the circumstances. He was busy, you know, I said, pointing, like, you know, you're middle benching. He said, yeah, but the Rutsonic is Gavaldic Rutsonic. And he repeats the Rutsonic again. I was like, oh, man. Well, okay. Blew that one. It's very funny. My wife was blasting. Okay, Beis. So we say that the locha is a concept. There's a concept of yofa genoi, that the wine wears off. So what is that? So Chazal said like this. This is a Gemara. Gemara says derech meal. The person walks the distance of a meal. Vishena, and he takes a nap. Kol shu mefigen asayai. It wears off the effects of wine. The exertion plus the resting takes off the exertion of the impact of the wine. The honeymilk is just also revius. For a revius, Chazal piched up that that's the shear you need to remove the effects of the wine. So Chazal said not only does it doesn't work, but it makes the opposite. Traveling just gets him more confused, and taking a nap gets him more stuck in his. Not to tell me he took a 3 hours sleep. He's talking about that he took a quick nap. It just makes it worse. That which you say that traveling under these circumstances makes it worse is talking about walking. We're riding on an animal. We're talking about an animal running, a wagon, which is pretty bumpy. So it's that will, even a person of more than Revius will help. Mishabur says you have to travel 3 mil. Yudbeis, Sifkan Yudbeis, Derek Mil, the Ben Mahal, Ben Barachim, Yashem Barachim, being a doctor Shloshimil. So there's a lot of applies to Morris, even in the case where you're riding, but that might be a further distance. If it's more, Mishakartoi, now that which is said that sleep causes you to get more confused, the Dafka Shena Mad, took a short nap. Awa Shena Harbeim, if he goes, a person sleeps it off, he sleeps it off. So a person takes a 3 hour sleep, maybe he wakes up, he's refreshed, he's not a shikar anymore. Okay. Fine. It's not as the amount of effort is less than walking. So then traveling does mafika yayin. Who should walk? Shlosh shemil has to travel 3 mil. We come walk to makol if you ride a yayin. Depends on what you drink. You hear about least choice mode. And derech shlosh shemil and mafika also. Even three mil travel is not driving in a car doesn't count. Someone riding an animal or in a wagon being drawn by an animal on their bumpy roads. Okay. So that the Mora says is for sure. Comes the Rishonim and say Sif Gimel Kolechad Shehu Shasui Sagilei Lefi Masher Margish Benav Shashiyaf Again. So Shasui is the person checked the Revius, which is the case we had before in Sifkei. So you're allowed to estimate. You know your own physical nature, and you know how much you need. You might need more. You might need less. So that's acceptable. Okay. And that's why where our wine, which is not so strong, we find that people should be smiling on Bisha Shasa Revius Reyaser. Even though the person had Revius or more, people say, you know, it doesn't really affect us. We know that it's not the same type of effect as their wines. A person has a minimal amount of shikris. Now, the Mishabur is going to talk about is this the chachila, or is this just explaining why people do what they're doing, but not that Mishabur, that the Rama is actually condoning that it's proper to do so. Okay, so cotton tezai. Lachain. That's why we're not careful. Zekoya Shoser, talk about a person who only has, he's a Madabra the female. So Madabra the female, but he has this feeling, it's a feeling. This was the Chadkila. So you say, you know what? You know, we had our Revius, our wines really just don't do anything. Nothing compared to what their wines do. Okay. However, Shane by Elias is the Chadkila. Our Bashikir, Shetzvasa Tuev, if you reach the point where he cannot be Madabra the female, but yes, these are after Didan, the Tzarech Lots on these spells. Even though our wines are not as strong, the person, if that's the point you got to, that's the point you got to. I don't care how you got there, so you shouldn't be davening. She said that's the remorse. That's why we're not worried about this. We're not concerned with the issue of the wine. Shein chashish. Yitzayin. Hanul Yashav Aminik. I'm going to come back. I'm ain't nothing. The Prima Gadim says that the remorse is not really condoning this. You're saying the mice people do it. That can explain to why people do it. You ask me what to do. I'm not going to tell you that. So. The most common issue, which we, for at least I get, is the Marav Musti Purim. A person had some wine during the meal, you're allowed to Marav. Right? So the Rambam seems to be saying, as long as you can be Medar with the Melech, you feel that you can daven properly with focus, even though you're a Shosui, you're allowed to go to the Chachila. For one second, it's really not good to do that. So the Mishabur doesn't get involved in, let's say you're going to lose a minion. There's this only minion available. So I can be samech on the Ramah, which is being matzik the minion, down with the feel of the minion, and also know that. So that alone, for minion alone, I don't tell people they should do that, but I do tell people if you're afraid you're not going to remember later on, you should do it. You should dive it. Which usually is a pretty common issue on Bat Sipurim as well. So, because we have some parak base in Beya, we have to Yochel Yispal Mitzvah Havu Bisha Shos Itzas. people have wine during the meal and they go to the milch afterwards. The Ashul Hamta not shiyaf again, because there's no time to wait. The time you wait, it's too late, you lost mincha. Koshkan, either the Labach, Ein Mechav, and Kokach, Shein Lahak, and Bishos. So that's the Mishabur, which the Mishabur referenced this Yamsa Shlomo, that's what he was talking about. There's one other issue which comes up is that the law of the person who drank can't pass in Shiloh. The person who's a Shos is not allowed to pass. I remember once in Purim I had a Shiloh. I went to my rabbi and said, really? I can't pass in Purim. He says, but there's a Miri who says it's Mutzer, but I can't pass because you'll have to decide yourself. Okay. He's right. Okay. Simon Kuf.
What's Paskin?
What?
What is Paskin?
He decided what the law is. Many Paskin say. See, there's two parts of Paskin. Well, many parts of Paskin. Same with this issue. It's a fair share of Mishabur. The exact same case. So it says, Mishabur says, right, that's not Paskin. You don't need a Tamil Chacham for that. You need something else, Mishabur. That Paskin would be Mutter. It means that you have to think through the case and decide that it's the exact same case. You have to think through, maybe compare it, you know, suck somewhere else and compare it to that. So there's a thought process involved that you can't do. So it's not a case where it's the explicit case of the Mishabur. I have to decide this is the equivalent of that case. So the deciding equivalence, I can't. That's already possible.
So if you drink, you won't really know whether it's possible. You won't know whether it's the.
Well, we're talking about prisoners. Prisoners are shikra. I don't think she passed. You know, he remembers the Mishabura. It's a fair Mishabura, really? You know, we're talking about a person who's a shasa. He had a drink, but his mind is clear. Okay. Now, Simon Kuf says that that it's proper when a person davens, that a person should be davening, knowing what he's saying. They didn't have a sitter necessarily, so they should at least before they daven, they should go through their head and make sure they know the words. Well, you daven every day, you know that. But what about the tefillos which come up mizman lizman? So tefillos amoyed tzarich l'sader. Aleph tefillos shamoyed is shal nosher chadashim tzarich lahasu tefillos shekadim shispalu kesh shehei shkur b'fiv. You need to review it beforehand. This you should be comfortable with it. That's all talking about when you're davening b'al peh. So the whole issue is we're afraid that you're going to get confused in the middle of davening because you don't know exactly what you're supposed to say. I do. I'm reading it from the sitter. And there, in the world where a lot of the tefillah was done b'al peh, so you need to. You shouldn't wait till you get the Shemoneh Esrei to realize you don't know what you're doing, and go bother somebody and ask them in the Shemoneh Esrei, "What are you going to do?" All right? You should review it beforehand. Mishabura. Okay. See Mishabura. Aleph. So Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch said, "Why is this in Rosh Hashanah?" So this is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Can't against him become a sermon beer or grow up? What's the learning? It means to us a Muslim. Now, Shachris, you're davening the regular, Shmoneh Esrei. Mincha Mar, you're davening the regular Shmoneh Esrei. It means Mosif. Mishmuel Toba Yalav Yav in a second. But Tam, when they shame his Balon or Sotor, El Leprokim, you don't say regularly, you have once in a while. And therefore, in Rogo Ben Kokak, you're not so familiar with it. And therefore, it's proper to prepare beforehand. Kriba Gadol B'Shem Abach, Kriba Chodesh Kosod, do it in Yalav Yavai, the Shacharis, Abimei, the Chanako Purim, Gam Kein Storich, the Haster Tfilo, Mitchilo, or Shispel Matecha Sidon. So that's it. I have a very good memory, and I remember the Alanisim from year to year. And I daven with my eyes shut, not the first tefillah. First tefillah you have to daven from a sitter. So the first tefillah by Hanukkah, the first tefillah by Purim, you'd have to daven mitach hasidur or look it over beforehand. It's a Gemara. He doesn't understand why in the world people are making on this what they're doing. They daven al peh. B, they don't prepare beforehand. He doesn't understand what heter they have. The Shari Tshuva maybe presents a possibility of an explanation. So that he argues that the Gemara's case was that the whole Shemoneh Esrei was a unique Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, Tefillah, etc. But the Moedim, the first two brachas are the same, last two brachas are the same, only just the middle bracha. You know what? That probably you remember. You don't have to miss out on beforehand. Alan Isim, Galavayava, for sure. So that's what he suggests. The Shabur says, the mice, even though there's an answer to the time of the Shira Kesef Devo, the Chachil of Vali Nochem, Lizar, the Spell of Chanukah Purim, Umayadim, Rosh Hakadoshim, Akoponim, Tzvila Vishanim, Tech Hasim. You die, that'll be enough. So that would be the solution. So they should be kmakbet on that. Even though we have what to explain why people aren't makbet on that, if you're asking what to do, I would tell you the first tefillah should be done with Tech Hasim. Comes from Mother Moses. It's all talking about this whole thing. It's talking about when you daven bal peh. You daven mitach hasidur. It's not a problem. Sorry, what? Hallel, the same problem.
He didn't mention. The Shemur didn't mention hallel, did he?
No. Okay. Bays. Spell him al peh. Cause not to shackle. The shloki didn't know him. Ireland. Sherman. Birchas kiddush levona. Bal peh. So it's not this halacha is not limited to Shemoneh Esrei, right? So a person goes out and he says Kishavana Baal Peh. You shouldn't say Kishavana Baal Peh. You should say it B'techa Siddur, because you say it Mizman Lizman. You see Rosh Chodesh is 30 days, and that's considered already enough time that you should require doing B'techa Siddur. By Mishari Tshuva, and he said to the Shari Tshuva that I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. Fine. Gimel, Mishra Siddur, with Tfilas of Piyutim, Shechar, and Piyushim, Sarach Lahasat, Mithila, and Lamahani Sefer Pizza. Person will be saying the Piyutim, even though you're not Mechayiv to say them, but once that we're minigas to say them, really, a person should look them over beforehand. Fine. Simen Kufalov. We spell it with Shechav and Bechol Brokas. So we had before the Bir Lacha points. We had before Simen Samach the concept of mitzvah Shrichas Kavan. That's focusing on the mitzvah element, the command element. He's saying that a command that you do, not for the purpose of fulfilling the command, just not thinking about it at all, is lacking in fulfilling the command. You're not recognizing that it's a command when you're doing it. So you did the action, but you didn't do the command. That's the mitzvah element. We're not talking about this. This is a totally different kavanah over here. This over here is what the words mean. And you shouldn't think about anything else. It's a focus of the words. So, he can't stay focused in all the brachas to what he's saying. A person should at least keep focus during the bracha of Ovis, the first bracha of Shemesre. You like keep him Ovis? Abi should keep him Bakal Ashar, Yasub Yisbel. A person's mind wandered during Ovis. He wasn't focused, even though the rest of Daven, he caught himself and he had focus. He has to Daven again. So through more, the Idna in Chayzrim Bishio Chasar and Kabona, Shapa Chazar, Karabush, Yachav, and Arkane, you can't love me Yasub. We don't trust you that you're going to say Shemesre a second time any better. And your mind's going to wander during Birchas Ovis. So you don't go back. So that again, it's a sticky situation. Meager than you're not your tefillah. But we're not going to let you go back because you're probably going to blow it a second time. So it's not like we did you a favor. Right? We're doing ourselves a favor, protecting Shemoneh Esrei. It shouldn't be total waste of Shem Shem Hashem again. But mitzad you, you're stuck. Okay. Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that. Some cotton aleph from Yisbal. V'yargaladim atzul l'chav and al-kaponim v'chasim shall call bracha. At least try, if you can't get all of it in, at least when you say the chasima, you should have kavanah. I think I mentioned to you one time, I don't know if I did or not, one of Rosh Hashiva revised the Gospel. So Rosh Hashiva revised it one time, said in the context of a shmooze, not in a halachic context. The context of a shmooze, he says that he differentiated between the purpose of the relationship between the bakashas and the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei during the year and during a session of Yeshuva. He understood that the purpose of the bakasha. What's the purpose of the bakasha? The purpose of the bakasha is to drive home to us that Hashem is the source. How do you recognize Hashem as the source? By asking. So the goal really is the chasima. I'm asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for das to understand, because that forces me to recognize Hashem as the source of das. Baruch Hu Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the reverse writes this concept and says that the purpose of tefillah really, it's always written in the reflexive. You're reflecting it back to yourself. You are being mispalel. You are lots of pilul is judging correctly. You're seeing the world through the proper lenses of who's the source, etc. You're judging yourself. So you're retraining yourself to focus, understand the world properly. During a session of Mechuba, that's the Zman of Bakash. He said, then the Iker Zman, that's the Zman for the Iker Zman of Bakash for the year. And you should ask. And obviously, you're focusing on the asking. And you thank Hashem Baruch Hu for the fact that you know that he does such a thing. So Hashem Baruch Hu, at least in the office, you should have, in the Barachas itself, you should have Kavanah. Shechavin on a Pir Shemilas. The goal of here is Pir Shemilas. No fancy Kavanahs over here, just Pir Shemilas. Okay, man, knock on the moid. I'm in Shemilas. They should learn what it means. Kavanim Shabrachas Avis Moedim Radiyeh Shechiyah V'Lav Leid Abiyur. Shabrach is going to bring a sheet that Moedim might have the same level of requirement as Avis. So at least those two brachas, even your Amorit should know what it means. Okay. But Ovis, Kihusir Shocha Shamokim, that's the main place where you praise Hashem. Okay, and Obedin Shi Oz Poyna Liba, Lubabala Dormachem. It's quite insulting coming to praise Hashem. You're thinking about something else. Vyesh Poiskim, he brings this Shita, the Gam Moidim Choshev Ovis, the Chachilo, Moidim is like Ovis, that you have to come on up. Again, let's say, the thought process being, I'm here to say thank you, and your mind's thinking about who knows what, and that's quite not nice. If he really, so right now, but he feels he can't focus. So, if you know you're not going to have so dumb. And pause and rest, whatever. Okay. Now, so nowadays, the person wasn't mechavim bavis. So don't go back. What are you going to accomplish? You're probably going to not be mechavim the second time either. Because the chayyotim, so now, yeah, you know, that's very nice. Nearly. Kibun the mitzvah didn't serve last on these problems. Why? So we then you have to go back. What are you saying? We know it's not going to go back because you don't. What are we going to accomplish? Therefore, the chayyotim says, Al kaponim. In this term, Kadim Shomer Baruch to Hashem, Sai Baruch Yashar Lomer Lekei Avraham. In a case where you have not finished the bracha totally, you should go back.
There are no qualifications.
Now he says, when you go back, he sends you back. So you go back to the Lekei Avraham. I mean, it sounds like he doesn't want to send you back to Baruch to Hashem. Or the actual mice of bracha that you started with, you should not repeat. That he's not going to tell you to do. So you're saying Alakay of Rome the second time? But you have to be not your feel otherwise, so what's your choice? Can I see the beer of over here? The Inda in Chosin, that's the third beer of the fourth beer of okay, L'chara Kabanosa. So what does he mean? In Siyam Shmonesre, but like him in the office, you finish Shmonesre, and you didn't come in the office, don't go back again. Okay? I get that. Why should we create this possible mess? You finished the first bracha, and you realize, you know what, I wasn't focused. So you have a major dilemma. You have a major dilemma. Right? What's the dilemma? Since you're not really yet to tefillah, what right do you have to say the name of Hashem in the context of a bracha when it's not really Yoshim and Yoshim Shmoneser? So how can you say the next bracha? We're fairly convinced he's not going to get it right. Therefore, normally she baruch oy brachas shavana lo yetsa behem. You say brachas you're not yetsa with. I mean, this brachas of batala. Can you never leave? So I would assume in that situation, you have no choice. You must go back. That's what I assume you have to do. Right? Because there's no way you can go weiter. So, you know, just, you know, stand like that till, you know, so you fall asleep. I mean, you know, stand like, you can't go back, can't go weiter. You should just stand there for the next, you know, Statue of Liberty. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You have to go back. You can't go back. No, so what's Tutman? We are sitting early, the eighth of Keras Bevins. So here's the solution. Shall Yermer Oid Ataklaus stay there? We have the Nelashats. Shermer Birchazavis, we have a lot of says. You'll listen to the Chazan, you'll have Kavanah to be Yotz with the Chazan. What's the purpose of Chazar Shats? To be voice to the people who cannot do them themselves. Well, that's you. You can't say the Brach of Abbas yourself because you're not going to go back because you're probably going to blow it. You can't go weiter because, you know, you can't go weiter. So you need somebody to write to you. That's what the Shatz is there for. So you wait till the Shatz gets there. And then, Shagia Shatz, Lebrichos, Atta Gibor, Yasu Ba'atzmoy. So now already, you're able to say yourself. The luck is that you can't use the Shatz if you're able to do it yourself. You can't say yourself. So that much is like you're not a baki for Elvis. But it comes out to Gibra. You are a baki. So you would hear the first bracha again from the Chazan. Be yotze with the Chazan. And we say the Chazan, even though he has no major command, to be yotze you, the fact, by the fact he's there at the Elvis, there to be yotze to say Chazar Shashat, means he's there to be yotze the Tzibra. That's his job. Okay, so you'll be yotze with him the first bracha, then you'll go by to. That's the Shabur Zachron. That works for Shakras, and for Mincha, there wasn't the Haikha Kedusha. It doesn't work for Marv, obviously. I don't think you could stay there like the whole night with the office of chakras. I don't think that works. I mean, maybe, I don't know. They have a higher kedusha by mincha than, you know, so you wait till the next minyan or something. Okay. Fine. Bays. Don't you spell or believe in the vat? Person should not just daven thinking it. Person should actually verbalize. Your mouth, your lips have to move. You have to express it. And your ear should hear it. Bilacha, you should be quiet. Well, Yashmir Karl, you should not raise your voice. So you have to actually say it, but it has to be loud enough that you should hear it, not other people. A person finds it difficult to be focused when he says it quietly. He's allowed to say it loud, but that's something if you're davening privately. So you can daven out loud if you find you have more. If you can't have kavana quietly, you can daven out loud. You can't daven out loud, but tibur is also the mitzvah tibur because you're going to disturb other people. You can have a different scenario while you're davening out loud. You want your children to hear how to daven Shemot Esrei. So if you daven again, you're davening privately in your own house, you can daven out loud. And obviously, they would answer a mate. That's proper to do in those circumstances. Because it's all that here.